This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities with a commentary on the cattle markets for Friday, November 12th. Well, we had a mixed day in cattle yesterday with the front month live cattle on the Febs anyway, down about 42 cents and actually giving us a small outside day lower, whereas feeder cattle on the Januaries were up 102 with a small outside day higher. So again, quite a mix technically that in both of those markets we've been kind of the opposite of the direction we've been looking for them to go. Feeder cattle, I've kind of felt, have just simply run out of gas on the upside and looking for them to eventually break down. Well, they give us an outside day higher, but we're not breaking out of the minor trading range that we've been in for the last week and a half. Whereas live cattle have just slowly worked their way higher, and we still look for them to, you know, have a bit more to the upside, but there too, they weren't really able to get much going and ended up with a small outside day lower that just kind of a minor correction type of action. The cash markets have gotten rolling early this week at stronger prices. We saw some 132 trade earlier in the week. It looks like we're going to average now about 131, which is still up one from last week. Dress trade still hanging in there at 207, which is up three from last week. Box beef values were mixed again. Choice down 38 cents. We're sitting at 285. Select was up 67 cents at 267. The spread was down 105 at 1785. Movement was 133 loads. Slaughter rate at 482,000 head. That was 5,000 less than last week and up 5,000 from last year. So just in a matter of one day, we've actually dropped 5,000 head off the slaughter rate. We've been keeping pace with the week prior all week, and then suddenly we're a bit behind. The feeder cattle index was up 49 cents at 155.47. So we're looking at a market, I think, that, again, seasonally, you know, we've talked about this quite a bit. We look for live cattle to be firm and working its way higher into late November, early December. It seems that consumer demand is very good, at least as we head into the holidays. The question is, you know, record high beef prices, how long can you squeeze the consumer for that? And my guess is not very much longer. And typically after Christmas anyway, you know, the consumer looks for the lower value beef cuts. That's typically why we see the spreads narrow on the box beef and the demand really tail off for beef in general. Well, we're already seeing the box beef valuations converge here. Choice has been losing to select for a few days now, and that seems to be a little bit early in the seasonal tendency for that to happen. So perhaps that's a red flag. I've been viewing that as something that clearly needs to be heated as we head into the time window when the market could be expected to stall. When we look at the charts, we see that we've rallied a fair amount here. We're well past 50% on this most recent sell-off. The question is, can you push a little bit higher? There are still some notable resistance levels above us that before we get into the major swing highs. So I think we're just going to continue to just slowly work our way higher in live cattle, kill a lot of time without really obtaining much on the upside, if you will. Maybe another $1 to $2. My guess is when that happens, it'll probably be like a one-day thing where the market has a surge higher, you blow out a bunch of stops, and then the market fails. If you get that kind of price action, that is your sell signal. For feeder cattle, if we get that'd be great. I'm not looking for that. I think we've already reached our upside there. It's just a matter of at what point do you break out below this minor trading range that we've been in for a good week and a half? And is the market, you know, going to have some energy to the downside to do that? My guess is that's going to come sooner rather than later. We've already seen it on the November, but that expires here fairly soon. So we don't want to put a lot of weight on that. It's not much liquidity in that market. But the Jans and the March is still trading sideways. And, you know, this is going on for quite a while. At some point, it's going to break down. So I think it's going to break to the downside, give us another leg down into the winter months for both live cattle and feeder cattle. And, you know, we've been hoping to get some sort of a rally to sell into that. I think we've had it on both the live cattle and the feeder cattle. I don't think there's a lot of risk to the upside here to start laying on some hedges and just kind of biding our time. We don't have a great sell signal, but perhaps this outside day lower in live cattle will kind of be the indicator for that. But either way, I think scaling into some short positions here is the place to be, because I do think we're going to see another leg down in live cattle and feeders, similar to the one that we saw from late August into late September. And that was a pretty healthy correction. I think that there's another one of those coming just around the corner. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.